We're in the middle of Torah Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina. We're up to Ois Dalet. We'll start from Ois Dalet. We might have started it last time, but we'll start from there. Just a 2-second review of the topic of the Torah. As far as the details, you have to review on your own a little, because here it gets a little bit difficult. But Rabbi Nezal said this Torah on a Chanukah, and he starts off by emphasizing that one of the main points of Chanukah is that the days of Chanukah are days of praise to Hashem, meaning of Chodah. The concept of Korban Todah is one of the important things that Rabbi Nezal is referring to in this Torah, which Rabbi Nachman Shigrinzal labels as the Tachlis of Tefillah. When we say that each item has a Tachlis, for example, in Limur HaTorah, in the study of Torah, you have basically four levels: Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soy. Within the limud of Pashtei Oraisa, within the limud of Pshat of Torah, the tachlis of that basically is the concept of Halacha Lamaisa. That's the tachlis of the limud of Pashtei Oraisa, to learn the Halacha Lamaisa. That's one of the items that Rabbi Nezal refers to in this Torah. Here he's talking in terms of tachlis. He starts off talking about Shashua, what's going to be the pleasure of Olam Haba. One of the terms that we apply usually to Olam Haba is the meaning of Tachlis, that's the Seif, Ekev, that's going to be the end. So Olam Haba is an Indian of Tachlis, Halacha is an Indian of Tachlis, within the realm of Torah. Within the realm of Tefillah, what's the Tachlis? What's the last stop? The last stop is Hoidah, the concept of Korban Todah. The beginning of Tefillah is when I make my request, when I figure out what to ask for and I begin to ask for it. And I ask and ask and ask until I'm zeichet to achieve what I've been asking for. When I achieve that, the buck doesn't stop there. The actual completion of a cycle of Tefillah is when I thank Hashem for granting me that which I asked for. That's a cycle of Tefillah, just like in the Shemoneh Esrei. We begin with Bakoshois, and then we end off with B'chol HaChayim Yoduch HaSela, the Inyan of Hoidah. So Rabbi Nezal on this Torah talks about the pleasures of the Inyan of Chanukah, the pleasures of Olam Haba, he talks about Korban Todah, he talks about the Inyan of Halacha, and how that relates to a woman giving birth. Rabbi Nezal explained the whole Inyan of the Haluchos Hadomim in the body, how blood travels through the body, and whenever there's a tzara, all the blood gathers together and charges at the heart, because the heart is the king of all blood vessels in the body, and the blood rushes the heart seeking direction to know where to go, what to do, and when the tzara is over, that's when the blood goes back to its normal flow. And this was basically and Rabbi Nezal spoke about the union of Chayloda ben Ekel. He explained that a little bit. Rabbi Nezal also explained about Osso, why Osso got sick in his later years on his feet, because he was Mishamish b'Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chachamim are the union of the feet, Haluchos Hadamim, etc., etc. For more detail, you review on your own. We'll pick up from where we left off. We're up to Ois Dalet. Now Rabbi Nezal said, "Ukishezeichen lebechinas toida halacha." When a person is zeichen to the union of toida and halacha, note. For now, we're going to refer to these two as the two tachlisim of Torah and Tefillah. The tachlis, although the tachlis of Torah is not halacha, it's the limud of seidais haTorah, limud or remez drush. But we're talking within the realm of pashtei oraisa pshat. The tachlis is halacha. Within the realm of Tefillah, the tachlis is toidah, hoidah. So Rabbi Nezal says, "Ukishezeichen lebechinas toida halacha, aydeze nizgale oir ha'emes umeir bahadibur." When a person is zeichet to know how to praise Hashem properly, and a person is zeichet to learn halacha properly, that's when the light of emes is revealed in its fullest extent. Umeir bahadibur. And what is this light of emes used for? It's used to shine into the dibur. Now, to go off on a tangent for a second, if you recall, he once mentioned in a shir where we were talking about Chanukah, that what is Chanukah? Chanukah is the union of Emes. Where do we see this? Where do we see an association between Chanukah and Emes? Number one, the Arizal brings that at the end of the Kriya Shema, we say Hashem Alekechem Emes, V'yatzeh, then we say Emes, then Munachot Balayamar, Emes, Emes. How many times do you have Emes there? Exactly 8 times. The word Emes is mentioned exactly 8 times in between Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. And the Arizal refers to this concept of 8 Bechinois of Emes, 8 times Emes. which corresponds to the 8 days of Hanukkah, because we find Rabbeinu Zal brings the pasuk many times, Hashem Oircha va'amitcha. These two words are synonymous, Emes and Oir. Emes and Oir, Sheker, days of Hanukkah, correspond to the eight Bechinois, the eight levels of Emes that we find mentioned in the Tefillah between Shema and Shemin Esrei. We once mentioned also that Rav Moshe Zal brings on Likutei Halachos that what do the 8 days of Hanukkah also correspond to? Hanukkah is Miloshin Chinuch. When a person is first starting out and serving Hashem, we want to teach him the basics of serving Hashem. The service of Hashem is basically broken down to two items, Torah and Tefillah. The most basic form of Torah is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five Chumashim. That's the most basic unit. The most basic unit of Tefillah is Shachris Mincha Arvis. Shachris Mincha Arvis, the Gimel Tefillah is. Rav Nosson Zal says that makes up the eight candles of Hanukkah, the five Chumashim, the three tefillos, that's the chinuch of a Jew into Avodas Hashem. Here Rabbeinu Zal says that through these items, Toida and Halacha, which we've already explained, relate to Hanukkah, through these two items there is Nizgala, a Oyer Ha'emes, a light of truth, whose function is to shine into the Dibur. What is Dibur? Dibur is Malchus. Dibur is Nekeva. It has nothing on its own except what it receives from the other places. Emes is the Mashpia into Dibur. The Yichud between Emes and Dibur is the Yichud of Tiferes and Malchus, which we speak about many times. Emes is Tiferes, Emes is Yaakov Avinu, Titen Emes li Yaakov, and Dibur is Malchus. Dibur is always referred to as Malchus Peh, Hashem Sefosai Tiftach, Ufi Yagit Hilo Secho. Which name? Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Malchus. So Rabbeinu Zal explains now, because in the beginning, when the blood is rushing against the heart, that's a concept of a defect in the emes. The Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei that people who are blood, people who are roitzchim, people who are murderers, they despise, they dislike a person who's atam, sincere, honest. They dislike honesty. So we see damim and emes are opposites. So when the damim are rushing, when the damim are being nisgaber, that's considered to be a pigam in emes. But afterwards, when the person is zeichet to get out of the tzoro, sheze bechinas toida halacha, which is the concept of a person who is zeichet to the level of toida, he's zeichet to get to the point to thank Hashem for rescuing him from a tzoro, the one who brings the korban toida, the one who benches goymel, azai meir ho'emes. Then the light of emes shines for that person. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyakov, chesed liavraham. That these two items are put together, emes liyakov and chesed liavraham. What does chesed liavraham refer to? Chesed liavraham, haynu halacha is kanal. We showed before, if you recall, the previous time that we learned that chesed liavraham refers to the meaning of halacha. Chazdei David Hanemonim. David HaMelech was the one who was zeichet to halacha kamaisai. Why? Because he shared his Torah with others. The Indian of chesed, the Torah's chesed alashayna of David HaMelech, he had this chesed that he shared his Torah with others. Therefore, he was zeichet to halacha kamaisai. So we see that chesed and halacha go together in this way. Rabbeinu Zal says, chesed lavrom, haynu halacha iskanal. Ayidei ze meir ho'emes. Titein emes liyakov through chesed lavrom. When the chesed lavrom is bishlemus, when this concept of halacha is bishlemus, then there is this emes liyakov. The light of emes shines properly. Umashlim hadibur. And what does this light of emes do? It brings a shlemus to a person's speech. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, ki ikar shlemus hadibur al yedei emes. When we say that a person has Shleimus Hadibur, how do we measure a person's Shleimus Hadibur? It's only according to how honest he is, how much emes comes out of his mouth. The sheker that comes out of his mouth, that's not considered Shleimus in any way at all. Note, the word Shalem, what's another word in Hebrew for Shalem? Tam, Tam v'nishlam. Tam is Miloshin Emes. The whole shleimus of an item is totally in how much emes it has. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ikar shleimus hadibur al yidei emes. Ki kushto koi, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, truth stands up. Vafilu sheker emoikim rak al yidei emes. And even sheker, any kiyum that sheker does have is only based on the emes that's in it. When a person tells a lie and he wants the lie to be accepted, it can only be accepted if he meshes a little bit of truth into the lie. That's when there's a chance that people will swallow the lie. As the Gemara says, Kama Shepirish, Rashi as Rashi HaKadosh brings, Al Posig Vigam Zovas Cholov Udvash, when the Meraglim came back, and they said that Eretz Yisrael is Zovas Cholov Udvash, the reason for their saying that was to help substantiate their lie. They knew that if they only spoke against Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden would never have accepted their words. It's only if they mixed in a little bit truth, a little bit of Shevach Eretz Yisrael, then there was a chance that the Yidden would accept the lies also. So Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtzo, we see from this, She'ikar kiyum shlemus hadibur hu al yidei emes, that the main kiyum and shlemus of speech is only through emes. Shehu meir bahadibur. Emes is what shines into the dibur. Rabbi Nezal says, how? How does emes shine into dibur? Al yidei gimel shemois, via three names of Hashem. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, Diber. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, Diber. These three names of Hashem, these are what substantiate, what give koyach to the Dibur. And Rabbi Nezal says that the Emes, Emes which is also a Chut HaMeshulosh, the Emes is Yaakov Avinu, which is the Bechir Shebovis, the third. Emes is Rosh Koich Soif, which is the union of three. Emes shines into Dibur by employing these three names of Hashem, as Rabbi Nezal is going to explain in tremendous detail now. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Elu Gimel Shemois Heim Mekoyer Ho Emes. These three names of Hashem, Kael, Elikim, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, these three names are the root of Emes. Va'al Yodom Meir Ho Emes Bahadibur. And it's through these three names of Hashem that the Midah of truth of Hashem shines into Dibur, into speech. Da'ainu Biribua Hadibur, meaning into the foursome of speech. Hainu Bechinas Arbo Chelke Hadibur, referring to the four divisions within speech. Note, Dibur is Malchus, Dibur is a Dalet. Dibur is the union of Dalet, the letter Dalet. The Arbo Chelke Hadibur. Emes is what shines into the Dibur. The Gemara brings a Masechta Shabbos in the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav. What does the Gemara say on Gimel Dalet? Gimel Dalim. It's the Gimel that's Mashpia into the Dalet. Here you have the union of the Gimel Chelke HaEmes, the Gimel Kaven of Emes, that shine into the Arbo Chelke Dibur, as we're about to explain in tremendous detail. Rabbi Nezal says now, Kiyesh Ribua Hadibur. There are four divisions of speech, four sections of speech. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishayu Yisrael Begolus, when the Yidden were in exile, V'oya Hadibur Begolus, and the Dibur was in Golus, as the Zohar HaKadosh brings in the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that the Dibur was in Golus. That's why the holiday on which the Jews were taken out of Golus, what is it called? Pesach. Pesach. That's when the mouth begins to speak, because up until that point, the Pasuk says, Gam b'loy das nefesh loy toiv. Without das, you can't speak. Nefesh is dibur, nafshi yotza bedabroi. Without das, you can't speak. When the Yidden were in Golus, the das was in Golus, the mouth was closed. Pesach is a hisgalos hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim, then ato horeisu lo das. Then it became Pesach. They were permitted to speak. Pesach is pe, the hey, refers to the hey hayidia. That's what gives them the power to speak. Rabbi Nezal says, so the alkein kisho Yisrael begolus v'hoya hadibur begolus ne'mar b'Moshe. It says about when the Yidden were in Golus and Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go speak on behalf of the Jews. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lo ish devorim anochi. I am not a man of words. I'm not a man of words, gam etmoel, not since yesterday, gam mishilshoy, not since 2 days ago, gam me'oz dar bercho, not even since the beginning of time. So he referred to a concept of today,
yesterday, the day before that, and the beginning of time. That's four levels. Rabbi Elazar says, Zeh b'chinas ribua hadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting to this concept of four divisions within Dibur. Arbo chelki hadibur. Ki yesh, Rabbi Elazar explains now, what are the four different types of Dibur that are mentioned in the Torah? Rabbi Elazar explains, Ki yesh dibur shel tzedakah. There is a dibur of tzedakah. Where do we see this? B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, medaber b'tzedakah. He speaks with charity. So we see a concept of a dibur of tzedakah. That's one type of dibur. Sheze b'chinas ha'yisroin sheyesh la'odom alachai, shehu adibur. This is the main advantage, the main item that a human being has that an animal does not have. What is that? Dibur. Shehu geder ha'odom. That's what distinguishes odom from chai. The fact that Odom is classified as Medaber. The four categories within creation are Daimim, Tzaymeh, Chai, Medaber. Medaber is what distinguishes Odom from Chai. Rabbi Elazar says, V'hu b'chinas tzedakah. And Odom is an Indian of tzedakah. Man is called Medaber. Rabbi Elazar quoted the pasuk Medaber b'tzedakah. Now he's going to explain that a lot. Medaber refers to Odom. Odom is called Medaber. Odom is b'tzedakah. Rabbi Elazar explains why shehu goimel chesed ma'briyos. One of the things that's supposed to distinguish man from animal is the sinyan of chesed, that an animal doesn't know how to do chesed, and a mankind is goimel chesed. Sheze geder ha'odom shedarkoi ligmoil chesed. This is one of the items that's supposed to distinguish mankind, in that man is kind, compassionate, he does favors unto others, whereas an animal only knows to look out for its own survival. Whereas Chai does not have this gedder of tzedakah, this concept of tzedakah. This is what the pasuk says when Hashem wanted to create Adam HaRishon. The pasuk says, Nase Odom. Hashem said, Nase Odom. The Zohar HaKadosh says this word Nase refers to the union of tzedakah. That when Hashem made Adam, it was an union of tzedakah. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Rus that says, V'shem uchsiv. The pasuk says in Rus, V'shem ho'ish asher osisi imoy hayoim. The name of the man with whom I made today, what is this referring to? The fact that Boaz had given Rus tzedakah. Boaz had given Rus charity. So the Gemara says that when a person gives charity to somebody else, more than the donor does for the recipient does for the donor. So Rus said, the name of the man whom I created, not that he did for me, I did for him. What was she referring to over there? The fact that he had given her tzedakah. But note the term that's used is asher osisi imoy, na'ase, the meaning of asir. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Hashem said the word Naase Odom, Hashem meant that Odom is an Indian of Tzedakah, that part of what would distinguish mankind, part of what was supposed to distinguish mankind from animal kingdom was this Indian of Tzedakah, this concept of charitableness. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ma Hosam Tzedakah Af Kan Tzedakah. Just like by Rus, the term Osisi refers to Tzedakah, so too over here, the term Naase refers to Tzedakah. Shal Yidei Tzedakah Nikra Odom. It's through an act of charitableness on the part of a person, that's what classifies him as Odom. Ki HaTzedakah Shemisham HaDibur Hu Geder HaOdom. Tzedakah, from which comes forth Dibur, Medaber b'tzedakah, right? Medaber b'tzedakah, that's the geder of Odom, period. V'zeh b'chinas lo ish devorim anoichi. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said lo ish devorim anoichi, haynu hadibur shel tzedakah. The word devorim refers to the dibur of tzedakah. B'chinas toiv ish. Note, he said lo ish devorim anoichi. The ish there tells us it's talking about tzedakah, because there's a pasuk which says toiv ish chaynein umalve. Good is a person who is kind and who lends money to people. Yechalkel devorov. His charitableness is what sustains and fulfills his words. It allows his wishes to be fulfilled. So we see here that ish is put together with the union of tzedakah and with the union of dibur. Toiv ish chayneinu malve yechalkel devorov. Rabbi Nizal says, Dahainu gemilas chesed utzdakah. that pasuk is referring to a concept of being compassionate, being charitable. Okay, so that's the first type of dibur, a dibur of tzedakah. Now note, what does this mean exactly? We're not going into this right now. There's a lot of likutei halachos on this Torah where Rav Moshe Zal explains each concept that Rabbeinu Zal is referring to. For now, we're just laying the groundwork. We're trying to understand the yesodos, the foundations that Rabbeinu Zal establishes. Rabbeinu Zal sets forth a concept that there are arba chelkei dibur, there are four divisions within dibur, and he's going to define them now, and he's going to prove his definitions based on psukim throughout the Torah. So the first chelek dibur was a dibur of tzedakah. V'yesh dibur shel tshuva. There is a dibur of tshuva. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, kechu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take with yourselves words and return to Hashem. We know that the ikar tshuva of a person is his vidui dvorim. In most cases, when a person commits a sin, there's nothing he can physically do to rectify it. If it's bein odom lamokoyim, bein odom lachaveroi, usually he can, if it's an item that he stole or something like that, it's on the study, he has to return it. But there's always the apology that goes with it. That the main inyan of tshuva is totally in dibur. The apology to Hashem, vidui dvorim to Hashem, vidui dvorim to a person. An apology to a person. So we see there is a concept of a dibur of tshuva. When Moshe Rabbeinu said that I have no speech for me yesterday refers to a concept of tshuva. Bechinas dibur shel tshuva. As the pasuk says, "Vatoimer shuvu bnei odom ki elef shonem bi'enecho ki yoyim esmoil." Note the word esmoil is used to refer to the union of tshuva. Shuvu bnei odom ki yoyim esmoil. Note what is this pasuk referring to? Vatoimer shuvu bnei odom. Hashem said that Adam Arishin should do tshuva ki elef shonem bi'enecho ki yoyim esmoil. Elef shonem bi'enecho refers to the elef shonem that Adam Arishin was intended to live originally, Kiyoim Esmoil, and that became Nifgam. His Elef Shonim became it went away very, very quickly because of his Pigam, because of the Pigam of the Yitzhadas. But note, what is it referred to as? A Bechin of Esmoil, yesterday. The Sinyan of Tshuva is an Inyan of yesterday. So that's the second type of Dibur, the Dibur of Tshuva. Next, Rabbeinu Zal explains, V'yesh Dibur Shel Ashirus. There is a dibur of ashirus. Now note, for starters, that so far the first two we mentioned were tzedakah and tshuva. Both of these items are a bechin of dibur. We said is malchus. Tzedakah is malchus. Tzedek lavoshti or tzedek tidaberun. Tzedakah is tzedek and the hay is malchus. Tshuva is toshuv hay. Again, an inyan of a tikkun for the malchus. Now we're going to have two other classifications. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'yesh dibur shel ashirus. There is a dibur of wealth. Dahinu ashirim krovim lamalchus. Referring to those wealthy people who are close to the king. Note, the Gemara says, Rebbe mechabed ashirim. Ashirus is also an inyan of malchus. And here we're speaking about ashirim krovim lamalchus specifically. Rabbeinu Zal says there is a type of speech of those who are close to the king. Shehem bechinas shleishes hasorigim. This refers to the three sorigim that the sar hamashkim saw in his dream. Vidor shorazal in the Gemara Darshan Zinchulin. What does the term sorigim refer to? Shleisha sorei geim. Three leaders of high position. Geim. Exalted. Da'ainu ashirim krovim lamalchus, k'mo shepirush Rashi sham. Rashi HaKadosh says there that refers to three people, three officers who were close to the king. Sheyesh lahem b'chinas dibur. They also have a specific aspect of dibur, a specific aspect of speech. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chein sefosov re'ehu melech. If you notice a certain charm on his lips, it's because he's a friend of the king. That's what gives him this charm on his lips, that he has what he asks for granted. It's based on the fact that Re'ehu Melech, the king, is his friend. So we see that there is a specific concept of a dibur of one who is korov lamalchus, chein sefosov Re'ehu Melech. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Hainu hadibur shel krovim lamalchus." That's this third category, the dibur of those who are close to the melech. V'zeh b'chinas gam mishilshoim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said from 2 days ago, shilshoim, note, v'iloshin sholosh, b'chinas shloishes hasorigim, referring to this posuk sorigim, soregeim, sholosh soregeim, that the Saramashkim saw three soregeim, that's why the remez is in this word shilshoim. Shilshoim is miloshin sholosh, three. That's merames to this third category in Dibur, which is called the Dibur of those who are craven l'malchus. Hainu ha-dibur shel Hashem craven l'malchus. Now, Rabbi Nezal says, v'yesh dibur shel malchus. The fourth category is the dibur of the malchus itself, the dibur of the melech himself, in a sense. Bechinas, as the bechinas malchus peh, as the Eliyahu says in Pasach Eliyahu, that there is a concept of malchus peh. There is a din of peh by the malchus, dibur of malchus. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh bechinas, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to when he said, gam me'oz dabercha, that I can't speak for today, for yesterday, for 2 days ago, and even gam me'oz dabercha, and even from the beginning of time, in a sense. Rabbi Nezal says, this word, oz bechinas nochoin kisacho me'oz, your throne is pure and firm from oz, from way, way back. So we see the word Oz is related to the union of throne, related to the union of the Melech, the Malchus itself. So Rabbi Nezal says, these are the four Chelkei HaDibur. The Dibur of Malchus, the Dibur of the Ashirim, Korev LaMalchus, the Dibur of Tzedakah, and the Dibur of Tshuva. Those are the four Chelkei HaDibur, four concepts, or four divisions, four categories of Dibur, four terms in the Torah where we see Dibur applied. Did you hear what I just said before?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's not for now. For now, I just want to lay the groundwork. Maybe when we finish this paragraph, maybe we'll go into a mitzvah. But you could understand the concept easily. And you know, Dibur of Tzedakah is Ashrei Maskel Dov. Person, in other words, the Gemara says that one of the greatest, highest forms of Tzedakah that a person could do for somebody else is to say a good word to him. That's a Bechin of Tzedakah. The Dibur of Ashirim Krevan Malchus means just that. Those who are close, the Elisha Anovi said to the Isha Hashinamis, is, can I speak to the king on your behalf? He wanted to do her a favor. There is this concept of one who's close to the king, speaking to the king. Then there is the Dibur of the Melech himself. Melech could refer to Hashem, Melech could refer to the Talmidei Chachamim, Man Malki Rabbonon, Melech could refer to the actual Melech of Klal Yisrael, or any Bechinas Melech. And there's the Dibur of Tshuva, we said, that's in, you know, Viduyim, the Diburim that a person speaks, Viduyim, confessions to Hashem, apologies to Hashem, apologies that he speaks to people. These are the different categories within Dibur, the different aspects of how a person uses his Koyach HaDibur.
There were four, right? One was
Tzedakah,
one was
Tshuva,
one was Ashirim
Krevan
Malchus.
Right.
What was the fourth one?
The Malchus itself. Not Ashirim Krevan Malchus. The fourth one is the Dibur Shel Malchus.
So you mean that every type of Dibur falls into one of these four categories?
Exactly.
And if it doesn't, then it's not real Dibur? Or?
Obviously. Because he's explaining that Dibur is classified as broken out into four categories. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, going back to our topic. In other words, remember, we started off this paragraph by saying that when a person is zeichet to this toida halacha, then he's zeichet to shine the gimel chelkei ha'emes into the arbo chelkei hadibur, right? Rabbi Nezal explains, ve ha'emes meir biribua hadibur hanal al pi gimel shemo yisanal. Emes shines into these four divisions of dibur via three names of Hashem, Kael, Elikim, and Hashem, as Rabbi Nezal is about to explain. Rabbi Nezal says, Shehem bechinas tfila, v'toira, v'shiduchim v'zivugim. These three names of Hashem, Kael, Elikim, and Yudke Vovke, correspond to tfila, toira, and zivugim, or shiduchim. Rabbi Nezal explains now, Ki Kael, Al Shem HaKael, Zebachinas Tfilo. Kael, the name of Hashem Kael, refers to Tfilo. Ki Kael, Al Shem HaKoyach. The word kale means powerful. Mi chamecha bo elim Hashem. Kalim over there means powerful. Who is like you in power? Called the Alim Govar, the Gemara says. Whoever is stronger, that's the one who grabs for himself. So we see kale means koyach, power, shehu takif ubal hayecheles. That's a description which describes Hashem as powerful, mighty, and capable of doing anything he wants. Vayidei ha-tfilah nekroin Yisrael b'shem kale. It's tfilah that gives a person the title Kale. What gave the Yidden the title Kale in their name? The Tefillah. Why? The Bechina says, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Megillah, Minayin shekoru HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Kale. How do we know that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kale? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Loi Kale Elokei Yisrael. Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kale. Rabbi Esau says now, when a person davens to Hashem through tefillah, a person draws koyach from Hashem. Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kael. Through tefillah, we draw the koyach, the Kael, from Hashem. Ki onu mevatling zeroiso, because in tefillah, what is one major aspect of tefillah? The act of being mevatel the zeroiso of Hashem. Nimtzo sheyesh lanu hakoyach. Tefillah shows that we got the power. We have the power. Va'alkei nekroin Yisrael. That's why the Jewish nation is called Yisrael. Kale al yedei ha-tfilah. The term kale is through tfilah. That al shem ha-koyach kanal, based on this power that they didn't have. U'kemoisham razal, as the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, there's a posit that says, lo ish kale vayechazev. Hashem is not a human being who lies. Hashem doesn't tell falsehoods. So the Yerushalmi asks, Loi Ishu, is Hashem not a man? Sheos Loi Ishu, the Yerushalmi darshan is this pasuk referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Loi Ishu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ish who made Sheoso Divrei Kael Kikozov, who took Hashem's words and turned them into a lie. Hashem said he's going to destroy the Jews and everything, and Moshe Rabbeinu threw his tefillah by Echal Moshe Espanei Likov. Through his tefillah, he was zeichet to be mevatel the gzeir of Hashem. Ki al yedei ha-tefillah, mevatling gzeirois of Yisborach. Through tefillah, we nullify the gzeir of Hashem. Va'azai Yisrael nikro kel. That's how the Jews are zeichet to be called kel. Note the word Yisrael is ki sariso imelekin vatuchol. You battled with a malach, or battled with Hashem, and you overcame him, sar kel, to rule over Hashem. How did the Yidden draw the power to rule over Hashem? Through tefillah. Tefillah is malchus. Tefillah is what gives the Yidden a malchus, a memshola, over Hashem. Kaideh tefillah mevatlim zeroes v'yisborach, v'azai Yisrael nikra kel. Umishom meir hadibur. And that's where the dibur shines forth from. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ugivurascha yedaberu. Your strength speaks. This strength that the Yidden get in tefillah, this is what shines into their dibur. This is what shines into their every dibur. Dahainu, al yedei hakoyach ugvura. Through the gevura and koyach of a Jew, Shezeh Bechinas Kale, which is referred to by the name of Hashem Kale. Kale means power. Kale means strength. Through that, Al Shem HaKoyach, Meir HaDibur Al Yidei HaEmes. The Dibur shines through truth. Ki HaTfilah Hi Rak Al Yidei Emes. Because Tfilah is only through Emes. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Koroiv Hashem Lechol Koyrov, L'chol asher yikra'u ve'emes. Hashem is close to those who call out to him with emes, with truth. So we see that when is tefillah referred to as tefillah? Only when it's with emes. Only when it has this emes in it. That's what makes it tefillah. So one of the manners in which emes shines into dibur is via the name Hashem, the name of Hashem, Kael, which that name of Hashem refers to tefillah, because Kael refers to koyach, power, and the whole koyach that the Yidden draw from Hashem is via their tefillah. And this tefillah is what gives them, is this tefillah is what's mashlim this name of Hashem Kel and allows the emes to be shined into the dibur via this name of Hashem, via the name of Hashem Kel. Remember, we're out to show now how emes shines into dibur via three names of Hashem, Kel, Elikim, Hashem. So we just showed how Kel represents the holy name of tefillah, and that's one of the aspects of how emes shines into dibur. In tefillah, which must be with emes, tefillah is one of the examples where emes shines into the dibur. You understand? Period. Note, we once said, "Lo yal tzidkoseinu anachnu mapilim tachnunei lefanecha k'al rachmecha rabim," that the first letters of anachnu mapilim tachnuneinu, that what gives us the koyach to be mapil our tachnunim tashem, the Bnei Socher brings the first letters of anachnu mapilim tachnuneinu are emes. That's the ikar koyach of hatzlocha of a yid tefillah. Why do we bother saying viduyim tashem? Why not leave it out completely? Why incriminate yourself? Usually you want to ask somebody for something. You don't start off by telling them, listen, I did this bad thing to you and that bad thing. You give him a whole shopping list of things you did wrong to him, and then you want to ask him for something. The guy says, hey, I didn't even know you did all of these nasty things. Hold on, you want a favor here? Give me your face. I'll give you a real favor right in the face. That's by human beings. By Hashem Kaviyocho, Hashem's ahava for emes is to such an extent, Melech Oyiv Tzedakah Mishpat, Hashem loves Mishpat, which is emes. Mishpat Tzedakah B'Yaakov, we mentioned. Hashem's love for emes is to such an extent that Hashem gets so much nachas when a yid speaks to him with truth, that that's what brings about the Ikar Hatzlocha in Tefillah. And Rav Moshe Zalman talks about this a lot of times in Likutei Halachos, that the main Hatzlocha of his Tefillah is totally in the emes in the Tefillah. The main thing is for a person to speak to Hashem very, very, very honestly, very openly and very honestly, not to leave anything out, not to hide it, not to taint the truth, to be very, very honest with Hashem. Okay, so that's one aspect of how this emes shines into the dibur. Elikim, the term Elikim, Zebachinas Torah. Elikim refers to Torah. Elikim is the second name of Hashem via which emes shines into dibur. And Elikim refers to Torah. K'moy shekosev, as the pasuk says, Va'ato tihi Eloi l'Elikim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that Aaron HaKohen will be your mouth, he'll be your spokesman, V'ato tihi Eloi l'Elikim, and you will be his Elikim. And the Targum says on that, V'targumoi l'Rav, you will be his Rebbe, you'll be the one to teach him Torah. So we see that Elikim refers to the Bechinas Rebbe, the one who teaches Torah. V'zehu yihyeh l'cho l'peh, the pasuk said that Aaron HaKohen will be the mouthpiece of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebechinas Elikim, Bechinas Torah, hu meir l'peh. Elikim, which represents the concept of Torah, which here is Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what will shine into the peh, which is Aaron HaKohen in this case. Dahainu lahadibur, the power of dibur. Ki horav meire derech yoshor l'talmidoi b'toirosoi. The Rebbe is the one who shows the Talmud the proper path in his Torah. Shezeh b'chinas im toitzi yokor mizayleil kefitiyeh. One of the examples of a Rebbe is one who takes zayleil, he takes an amhoretz, a piece of garbage, and he makes something precious out of it. He shines Torah into him. He takes him out of the category of Am Haaretz and makes him Talmud Chacham. That's the one who is Im Toitzi Yokar Mizaylel. What happens? Kifi Tihyeh. That's one of the ways of being Mashlim the Dibur, the Peh, fixing up the Peh. Shezeb Hu Bechinas Emes. This is the concept, the union of Torah. Torah is also an union of Emes. The Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Torah's Emes Hoisa Befihu. So we see that Torah is also referred to as Emes. So we have a second name of Hashem, the name of Hashem Elikim, which we just proved relates to the union of Torah. Elikim corresponds to Torah, and Torah is also a Bechin of Emes. Torah is another manner in which Emes gets shined into the Dibur. Torah is Emes, And we know that the limud ha-Torah is only through dibur. Ki chayim heim lamoitzi'ehem, lamoitzi'ehem bepeh, the Gemara says. That the Torah gives life to those who speak its words. So Torah, one example of where emes is shined into the dibur is tefillah. A second example is Torah. And now we come to the third example. Rabbi Nizal says, Hashem, the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Zeh Bechinas Shiduchim. That corresponds to the union of Shiduchim. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, by the Shidduch, by the most outstanding Shidduch in the world, when Eliezer, the slave of Yaakov Avinu, we're starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. We just said we're going the whole union of Elul. V'imloi soiveho isha lalecha sachrecho. That's the whole union of Eliezer going to search for a zivik, the Yitzchok Avinu. The Pasuk says over there that when Eliezer came to Besuel and to Lavon, they said, we see that Me Hashem Yotzo Hadovor. We see that this Shidduch was destined, was predestined. Note, which name of Hashem did they use? They said, Me Hashem Yotzo Hadovor. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So we see that Shiduchim are an Indian of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Bechinas Umei Hashem Isha Maskoles. How does a person obtain a woman who has Seichel? Mei Hashem. It comes from Hashem. So we see that the Shidduch or Zivug of a person comes from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Vehu Bechinas Emes. And the Indian of a Shidduch is also an Indian of Emes. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Asher Hinchani Baderech Emes. Eliezer, when he was thanking Hashem for helping him find the Zivug of Yitzchak Avinu, he said, Hashem, I want to thank you who led me Baderech Emes, who led me in the Derech of Truth. No, he emphasized that. So we see that a Shidduch is also an union of Emes. Finding a Shidduch is also an union of Emes. Nishlam Hadibur, and through finding one's correct zivug, through the tikkun of the zivug or the shidduch, that's what brings about a shlemus hadibur to a person. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, ki asoro kabin sicho yardu loilam, 10 measures of speech was sent down to the world. Tes notlu noshim, 9 were taken by women, v'echod kol hoylam kuloi, and 1/10 was given to the rest of the world, meaning to the male species. V'chol zman shein hizkashrus, and as long as a man is not married, as long as a man is not mekusher to a woman, ein lahadibur shlemus, his dibur has no shlemus, and the woman's dibur has no shlemus. Avol kishen iskashrin, but when man and woman combine, they unite, nischabrim v'nishlomim chelke hadibur. That's when the dibur is nischaber and nishlam. That's when it achieves a shlemus. Note, we said before that Odom is inyan of dibur, right? Nase Odom. Odom is medaber. Medaber bitztoko. We explained the whole thing. Odom is only when there's a yichud of zohar and akeva. Odom is bigimatria yud kevav ke plus chavo. Yud kevav ke stands for the zohar, chavo is the akeva. Odom, the ikur shlemus of Odom, of dibur, is only when there is the yichud of zohar and akeva. Nimtza, what do we see from this? Shal yidei gimel shemo yishanal, through these three names of Hashem, Shehem, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, which are the names Kael, Elikim, and Hashem, Shehem, Bechinas, Tfila, Taira, and Shiduchim, which correspond to these three items, Tfila, Taira, and Shiduchim. Through these three items, Nishlam Hadibur Al Yidei HaEmes. That's how the Dibur of a person receives a Shlemus through Emes. Hainu Ribua Hadibur Shenishlam Al Yidei HaEmes. Referring to the 4 divisions of Dibur that receive a Shlemus through Emes. So we see that these 3 super significant avodos of a person on this world, the avod of Tefillah and the avod of Torah and the avod of finding one's correct Zivug and getting married and achieving a Shalom with his Zivug, these items are all marames to this union of shining the Emes into the Dibur. Dibur is Malchus, Emes is Tiferes. This is the whole concept of the Yichud, Kutche Berichu Ishchente. The 3 and the 4 refer to the Shlemus of Zerampin. When is Zerampin B'Shlemus? When it's a unit of 7 B'Shlemus. The Emes is the Klolius of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. That's the first three spheres. The last four spheres, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, and Malchus, they all refer to the Nin of Dibur. Because the Arizal brings a remez, the first letters of Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, Nun, He, Yud, are Begimatria, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which stands for the Malchus. So we see that that lower unit of four, that's all attached to the Malchus. The upper unit of three, that's the Nin of Emes. Our mission? To bring these two together, to shine the Gimel Kaveh Ho'emes into the Arbor Chelke Adibor. How? Through Shiduchim, through Tefillah, through Torah. These are all examples of situations where we unite the Emes with the Dibor. We shine the Emes into the Dibor via, in Tefillah, via the name of Hashem Keir, in Torah, via the name of Hashem Elikim, in Shiduchim, via the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, as is all hinted to in a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Kael Elikim Hashem Dibe. Period. This alone, this one paragraph alone, shows such a fantastic level of depth on the part of Rabbi Nizal to understand this whole union of Dibur, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Pshat, to go through, to scan the whole Torah and see where it references the union of Dibur and to show exactly what the categories of Dibur are and how Shleimus is brought into Dibur and to show exactly what items bring about a tikkun, a Shleimus to a person's Dibur, to the whole union of Dibur. And note again, this is the Likutei Moran. Here it's all still very, very difficult to touch. You understand it, but you can't touch it. You get into the Likutei Halachos, that's where you see everything brought into practical terms, practical application, to show exactly how this Torah finds itself within the Chumash, within the Gemara, within the Shulchan Aruch, and exactly how it applies to each and every single one of us today, Lamaisa. Okay, next. Rabbi Nizal says now, Ushleimus Hadibur. We spoke about the union of Shleimus Hadibur, bringing about a Shleimus into Dibur by shining Emes into the Dibur. Rabbi Nizal says, Ushleimus Hadibur hu bechinas Loshin HaKodesh. The term Loshin HaKodesh refers to an union of Shleimus Hadibur. Ki kol l'shoinoi so'amim heim chaserim. All the languages of the Goyim are lacking. Ve'ein lohem shleimus. They have no shleimus to them. Kinikroi loshen alogim. The languages of the Goyim are referred to as stammering. Nothing, no shleimus to it. It's gibberish. Ve'ein shleimus rak l'loshen HaKodesh. And the only language that has shleimus is loshen HaKodesh. Give me a Torah in Likutei Moran that talks about this. Torah Yotes. Beautiful. What's the pasuk for this? Pelohem veloyidaberu. About the goyim, it says Pelohem, but they have a mouth, but veloyidaberu, no dibur. Why? Because their dibur has no shleimus. Their dibur is lacking in shleimus. Which dibur has shleimus? The opposite of their pe. Loshen hakodesh. That's where there is shleimus. Veloshen hakodesh homekusher leShabbos. We know that the whole concept of Loshen HaKodesh is attached to Shabbos, the union of Shabbos, because Shabbos is the whole union of Shmiras HaLoshon, watching your mouth, because we know that one of the most important mitzvahs on Shabbos is Bechinas V'daber Dovor. The pasuk says about Shabbos, Sheloyia Diburcha Shel Shabbos K'Diburcha Shel Chol. The Gemara says in Shabbos that one of the most important and all-encompassing mitzvahs on Shabbos is to watch your mouth. No Diburim of Chayil, to try to speak only Dibur of Kiddusha. So we see that Shabbos is a super, super inyan of Shleimus HaDibur. Note, it's the seventh day of the week. That's the day when the three shine into the four Bishleimus. That's when the Malchus is Bishleimus. So Shabbos is Lashon Kodesh and Shabbos go together. Those two are synonymous, Rabbi Nizal says. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Koy Sevorachu B'Loshen Kodesh. We know the Pasuk that where Hashem commanded Aaron HaKohen to give the Bracha, the Birkas Kohanim to the Jews, the Pasuk says, Koy Sevorachu, bless them like this. And the Gemara learns that in Saita, which we just had recently, Koy B'Loshen Kodesh. The Gemara learns out via Gzeirah Shavah that Koy refers to Loshen Kodesh, that the Bracha is an inyan of Loshen Kodesh. Shebeloshen Kodesh Nichlal Bracha uKedusha. Within Loshen Kodesh is Nichlal Bracha and Kedusha. because Lashon Kodesh has Kodesh, and we see Lashon Kodesh is also the meaning of Brocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu Daika B'Lashon Kodesh. Ki HaLashon Kodesh Mekusher L'Shabbos. Because we know that Lashon Kodesh is attached to Shabbos. Bechinas Brocha U'Kedusha. And Shabbos is also an inyan of Brocha Kedusha. Kamo Yishikosev, as the Pasuk says, Vayevorech Vayekadesh. Vayevorech Vayekadesh. We say in Vayechulov, Vayevorech Elikim Esyem HaShvi, Vayekadesh Eisoy. So we see that Shabbos is an inyan of Yichud of Brocha and Kedusha, bringing together Brocha and Kedusha, just like Lashon Kodesh is an inyan of Kodesh and Brocha. V'alkein al yedei shaloshon haKodesh mekusha l'Shabbos, through the fact that Loshon haKodesh is attached to Shabbos, alkein al yedei shleimus hadibur shubachinas Loshon haKodesh, when a person is zeiche to shleimus hadibur, which is the bachina of Loshon haKodesh, we call that person's dibur. That's called Loshon haKodesh. Loshon haKodesh is not one who speaks Hebrew. Loshon haKodesh is one who zeiche to shleimus hadibur, where he speaks only holy words, the right kind of words. Ki yemei ha'chol heim bechinas, Rabbi Nezal says, ayidei ze mamshichen ha'simcha shel Shabbos l'sheishes yemei ha'chol. Through a person being zeichet to Lashon Kodesh, to perfect his dibur, that's how a person can be zeichet to draw the simcha of Shabbos into the weekdays. Rabbi Nezal explains now. Ki yemei ha'chol heim bechinas atzvus. The weekdays are referred to as a concept of sadness, depression. And even the mitzvahs that a Jew does during the weekdays, they are a concept of sadness, a concept of depression. They are not a concept of simcha. Why? Because the Gemara says in Chagiga, and the Tikkun Ezer brings this, Ki malach memtes shulten osei bimeachoyel. During the 6 days of the week, the angel Matat, Memtes, that's the one who controls the basic rulership of the world. On Shabbos Kodesh, Kaviyocho, we have Kaviyocho, the Hashkocha, more so the Hashkocha of Hashem himself. So during the 6 days of the week, you have the rulership of the Malach Memtes. Umatat u'bechinas eved. The Tikkun Ezer says that the Malach Memtes is referred to as a bechinov eved, bechinas atzvus. Note, because he's called na'ar. There's a posuk that says chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. What's the human name of the Malach Memtes? Chanoich. Chanoich. The posuk says Eswalikim Hishalech Chanoich im Eswalikim, something like that. That Chanoich went up to Hashem. Chanoich is the one who became the Malach Memtes, it's brought. We mentioned this before. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the human name of the Malach Memtes, just a second. The name of the Malach Memtes is Chanoich, and the human name of the Malach, San Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, San Dal Pevav Nun, is what? What's the human name for that malach? Eliyahu Hanavi, in other words, these two outstanding malachim, the malach Memtes and this malach Samach Nun Dalet Lamed Pevav Nun, who's mentioned many times, he's called Yifei Noif, Mesois Kol Horetz, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring the word Noif, refers to the last three letters of his name, this malach. These two malachim are referred to as being very, very unique in that they have human names. The malach Memtes, when he was on earth, was called Chanoich, and the other malach, when he was on earth, is Eliyahu Hanavi. And they bring a remez that these are the two malachim. These two, the malach Memtes and this other malach, Samach Nun Dal, they're the ones who take up the tefillos of Bnei Israel to heaven. And their names, Chanoich, plus Eliyahu, or as he's called in the Navi many times, Aleph Lamed Yud Hey, Chanoich plus Aleph Lamed Yud Hey is Begimatria Koil. And when we say Shema Koilenu Hashem Alekenu, whenever we use the word Koil in Tefillah, this is what we're being marames to. These two Malachim who are Ma'ale, the Tefillahs of Bnei Israel, the Malach Chanoich and this Malach Aleph Lamed Yud Hey. We said that the Malach Memtes is a Nin of Ah, so that's how we got on the track. Because we said that the Malach Memtes is a Bechinas Eved. He's a Bechinas Eved, which is Atzvos. Take a look just a second. Where are we up to? Right. Umalach Memtes hu bechinas eved, bechinas atzvus. Why? Because he is called Chanoich, the Pasuk says Chanoich Lanar al Pidarkoi. So we said that Chanoich is the name of the Malach Memtes, and he is also called Na'ar many times. Na'ar. And Na'ar means, another word for Na'ar is Mishoris or Eved, because it says Yehoshua, V'Yehoshua Binun, Na'ar was the Na'ar of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the term Na'ar there is used to refer to the term Mishoris or Eved, a term for servant. You understand? This is what we're saying now is a very, very big yesod in the Zohar Kodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah to get these terms straight. Eved, Na'ar, Chanoich, weekday, 6 days of the week, Malach Memtes. That's one unit. On the other side, you have Ben. You have Eved versus Ben. The Maisami Ben Melech Ben Shivcha Shemechlefu. You have Eved, what do we say on Rosh Hashanah? Im kibonim, im ka'avodim, that's what we say. That you have these two levels. Eved is the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is called Bechinas Ben. Shabbos is called Bechinas Ben, which corresponds to Hashem's name Shakai. In other words, which is again the Malach Memtes. His name Memtes Tes Resh of Nun is Bigimatria Shakai. Ki Shmi Bekirboi. Shmi is the name. Shakai is hidden within this Malach name, and Shakai is the name of Hashem that refers to Shabbos. Right? Why? Because when did Hashem say Shakai? When it came to Shabbos, when Hashem finished the whole Bria, Hashem Sheomar Lo Ilomoi Dai. When was that? On Shabbos. Shabbos is the Shleimus. Okay, so now Umalach Memtes.
So Shabbos, Shachar, so why is Malach Memtes?
Ah, because again, the Umalach Memtes is he has here again, in his obvious form, he's the 6 days of the week. But what is the Malach Memtes? He's nothing. He's nobody. He gets all his koyach from Hashem. He's not an entity unto his own. So the proof for that is that Kishmi Bekirboi, Hashem warned the Jews, Al Tamer Boi, don't mistake in him for me. Why? Because the only reason why he resembles Hashem so much is Kishmi Bekirboi, because he has Hashem's name in him. Because his name, the Gemara says, Shmoi Kishmoi, Shmoi Kishem Raboi. His name is like the name of his Rebbe, Hashem. His name is Memtes Tes Resh of Nun. What's his Rebbe's name? The exact same gematria. His Rebbe's name is Shin Dalad Yud, Shakai. And if you recall, he once said a whole fantastic chiddush about that, about Memtes Tes Resh of Nun, how that's also Yud Kei Vav Kei. Anybody home? Nobody home. The Arizal says Pshat. The Arizal says Pshat on this Kishmi Bekirboi. That we say one pshat is because the name of Hashem, Memtes Tes Resh of Nun, is Bigimatria Shakai. That's the close, super, super close association between the Malach Memtes and Hashem. We're going to finish with this and we'll pick up afterwards. The Arizal says that we have another, a better, in a sense, remez to show the super close association between this Malach and Hashem, the Malach Memtes, who is literally a Moshe. We say Shultan Osei B'Chol. He rules during the 6 days of the week. The Arizal says, we know that Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vov Kei. Let's take each letter slowly. Yud, the letter Yud of Hashem's name is not really just Yud. That Yud, the 10 spheros, are broken out into two categories. The upper three and the lower seven, right? The upper three and the lower seven. How much is 3 squared? 3 squared is 9. How much is 7 squared? 49. That's the Tes and the Memtes of Memtes Tes Resh Vav Nun. You understand? The Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei branches out to a Zion and a Gimel. You understand? The Zion is Memtes, the Gimel is Tes. What are the remaining letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei? Kei Vav Kei, which is 16, right? 16 squared is Bigimatria 256. That's the Resh Vav Nun. Memtes Tes, Resh Vav Nun, is all Marumos in Yud Kei Vav Kei itself. This is the Arizal's revelation. And we'll continue from here in Mitzvah Shem next week.
You mentioned the first Yud is the Memtes plus
the Memtes and the Tes.
And what are the others?
The remaining letters are?
Resh.
No. The remaining letters of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei.
Oh.
We finish with the Yud. What's left?
Kei,
Vav, Kei.
Right.
Kei, Vav, Kei squared is Bigimatria Reish, Vav, Nun. That's the Reish, Vav, Nun. And that's Taich Kishmi Bekirboi. Just a second. Kishmi Bekirboi. The words Shmi Bekirboi are actually made up of the words Shem Rab. Oh, just a second. Shem Yaboik Raboi. Just a second. We once said this on a Shabbos, if you remember. The whole Shabbos, just the same. Shmi b'kirboi. Shukal Hashem is yichud brocha k'dusha. So, to be continued. Yichud brocha k'dusha. So, to be continued.